Despite 5.5 million newborn and stillborn baby deaths each year, investment in newborn health remains very low. That's one of the findings in a series of papers published in the medical journal The Lancet. The research also shows that the vast majority of those deaths could be prevented. Lead researcher Joy Long says the research is the most accurate estimate yet on the number of deaths of newborns and stillbirths.
Every year, there are 2.9 million babies who die in the first month of life, and most shockingly, a million who die on their birthday, the first day. And there are 2.6 million stillbirths, most shockingly, 1.2 million who die while the woman is in labor. So together, this is 5.5 million babies.
Most of the deaths are in low and middle income countries, but rich nations, she says, are not immune. There are about 500,000 preterm births in the United States every year.
The three leading causes around the world are preterm birth complications, so where women don't get the right care during labor, and babies that are full term can have damage and even die because of lack of care during labor, and then thirdly, infection.
Lawn is a professor at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine and an advisor to Save the Children UK. She says many babies and their mothers could be saved for just a few dollars worth of medical care.
In this series, we show very clearly that 71% of newborn deaths can be prevented with solutions that we have already, and that together 3 million women, babies, counting newborns and stillbirths, could be saved every year with investment at the time of birth. So that's a triple return on investment with care at the time of birth.
That care includes simple things like keeping the baby warm, helping it learn to breastfeed, and making sure it has skin-to-skin contact with its mother. Also, Lawn says there are injections that can greatly improve the odds of a baby's survival. One injection prevents tetanus infections, a nearly always fatal condition for babies. Another contains corticosteroids and is given to women in preterm labor. Corticosteroids affect stress and immune response and inflammation. They help premature babies improve their breathing. This is standard treatment in rich nations, but not in developing countries. It costs less than a dollar. Lawn says it's been known for many years that a large number of newborns die. Yet funding to prevent the problem remains low.
Of the billions of dollars that are given for child survival, only 4% of that donor funding even mentions the word newborn. And yet 44% of under five deaths are among newborns. So there's a major mismatch in what the funding is going to compared to where the deaths are now.
Much of the funding goes towards preventing deaths of mothers and children up to age five. In recent years, it's become more common in the U.S. to issue birth certificates for stillborn babies. Lawn says it means a lot to parents to know that their child has been recognized. However, what the papers in The Lancet also show is that in many developing countries, no record is kept.
A woman who loses a newborn death or a stillbirth in many of the places I've worked in Africa, there will be no piece of paper. The baby may not be named. It's very unlikely there will be any funeral or public recognition. And those things aren't just sad for the woman, but they hide the whole problem. The fact that in this day and age you can have 5.5 million babies entering and leaving the planet without official records, but also mostly without funerals or recognitions, actually stops us acting.
More than 50 experts from 28 institutions in 17 countries took part in the Lancet series. In June, a new international initiative is set to be launched called Every Newborn Action Plan. It's described as an evidence-based roadmap toward care for every woman and a healthy start for every newborn baby. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.